They're some of the most recognizable names in the city. Celebrities all across the world for their abilities to perform on the football field. The names are heroes to millions of fans and idols to aspiring young athletes. But these are names not as familiar to Americans. Men and women who perform their jobs for us. Names that are not on the backs of jerseys throughout the country. But their importance stretches well beyond a football field. The Minnesota Vikings know the role our military provides in keeping our country safe. The millions of men and women who put their lives on the line in order to protect our country. And they do it all without fanfare and recognition.
Whenever I can see somebody in the military, or I do see somebody in the military, I make sure I go up and shake their hands and tell them how much I appreciate them, how much the Vikings appreciate them. And, you know, everybody in America appreciates them. It's not something everybody can do, and it's tough. And, you know, the things they do, they sacrifice so much to be able to serve our country. And I think we all owe them a debt of gratitude for that.
It's always nice to put a smile on their faces. Anytime the soldiers come around, they're always happy, and it's good to make those guys happy. I mean, they're laying their lives on the line for us every day, so anytime we get a chance to put a smile on their face, it always makes us happy as well.
What I do is not heroic by any means. I play a game for a living. It's a tough sport, and, you know, our bodies get beat up, and we often draw parallels that we're going to battle and we're doing this. At the end of the day, I go in locker room, I shower, I go home to my beautiful wife and my lovely daughter. Our men and women out there are playing with live bullets. I mean, it's life or death, and they do that willingly.
To show their appreciation for all their efforts in keeping our country safe, Coach Frazier and the Vikings invited a group of military members to come check out a practice and meet their favorite players.
Oh, this is awesome. Like, for me, I've been a huge fan forever, so it's really cool for me to get to watch them, and I know they're always pro-military, and they're real happy to see us here, too. So it's a cool mutual thing.
You know, it was great to see the NFL players stopping and talking to the military members and talking about their support and how they really appreciate the military service and what the families give up to support our nation.
I know that, you know, I don't get to do what I love to do unless there's men and women that volunteer to protect us. You know, I had a military guy tell me one time, a lieutenant colonel actually, and he said, the reason we fight wars over there is so they don't come here. You know, when people are asking, like, why are we in Iraq? Why are we in Afghanistan? Our men and women sign up. They go play on the road all the time to make sure that nothing ever happens here at home, that the battle doesn't come here. And to hear him say that was really opened my mind and made me think, like, you know, that to me, I mean, people, they go over there 14, 16, 12 months times away from their family to go fight life or death. So we can sit at home and watch our TV, so we can drink our coffee, so, you know, we can have our daily freedoms. They volunteer to go to another country thousands of miles away from their family and risk life and limb. And to me, there's not enough that I can do to say thank you. And so that's why any chance I get, I do what I can do for the military.
The Viking players may be known throughout the world for their work on the football field, but they realize the importance the unsung and sometimes forgotten heroes play in every American's lives. While the players know they can't possibly do enough to thank the men and women who travel across the world to protect and defend our country, they were able to give a group of military a day they will never forget, and a day for both players and servicemen and women to meet their heroes.